And we go from San Francisco now to Sudan, to Khartoum, to hear more about a story we've been talking about all morning. It's a remarkable, a disturbing case happening in Africa's largest country. A Sudanese woman has appeared in court on charges of wearing indecent clothing. And John, what was the indecent clothing?
Pants.
Pants. And if she's convicted, she could face up to 40 lashes. It's really shocking. But she did invite the world's media to witness her case and to witness her punishment, which was suspended. We have a BBC reporter who was on the ground there this morning witnessing the whole thing. James, do we have you on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
James, thank you. Yes. So tell us, can you set the scene? What happened this morning?
Well, essentially, more than 100 people gathered to see this case. As you said, Lubna Hussein, the accused, had sent out invitations. She'd printed out invitation cards, and she sent out emails saying, "Come to my public flogging tomorrow," which certainly grabs your attention when you see that in your email inbox. So there were diplomats, there were human rights activists, there were journalists, Sudanese and international journalists, curious to see what would happen. Now, of course, she hasn't actually been sentenced, found guilty, or anything like that. This was the first day of the trial, and actually it was adjourned on a rather interesting issue, because she works for the United Nations mission in Sudan, and that would have given her some kind of immunity because of a deal between the Sudanese government and the UN. And she said, "I don't want this immunity. I want to go on trial because I think I'm innocent of what you're accusing me of wearing indecent clothing, and I want to prove that in court." So the trial was adjourned to allow Ms. Hussein to resign from the United Nations, to quit her well-paid job so that she can go to court and face a potential punishment of 40 lashes and up to an unlimited fine. So she's clearly very, very convinced that she's innocent. And certainly the women who came out in mass to support her, and I know she was wearing trousers to the court, the gear for which she was apparently in trouble, or pants, as you'd say in America, in trouble for wearing. So this was well received by her supporters, but clearly still don't know what's going to happen to her.
So, James, does it seem that her strategy of bringing international attention to this case, that it's working, and that the Sudanese government backed down this morning, that they didn't want to put on this public spectacle and, you know, inflame public opinion?
Yeah, I think there's certainly there'll be a strong suspicion that, you know, that is the case, that this could be embarrassing for Sudan if a rather high-profile former journalist, someone who works for the UN, is given 40 lashes. Now, of course, the trial resumes on Tuesday. It's possible that she could be found guilty and given this punishment, although certainly people here suspect that that may not be the case, because it would be embarrassing for Sudan. Sudanese authorities, of course, say their judicial system is independent and can make up its own mind on the merits of the case, though not everybody would believe that.
James, thank you so much for giving us this report. I'm sure we will want to come back for an update next week. That was James Copnell, BBC Sudan correspondent.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.